Blog Talk Radio.
Hold on. Bitch, hold on. This is ghetto as fuck, bitch. This is ghetto as a motherfucker. Listen, I'm dropping your fuck at. This is fucking trash. Okay. Okay, that's trash. We're not, and that's so repetitive. Now listen, but I mean, it's catchy for the first. That's one of those songs that need to be 2 minutes. Because all she kept saying is, I'm going to beat your ass. I'm locked and loaded, and I'm going to beat your ass. Okay, well, bitch, I'm ready for you to whoop my ass at this point. You know what I'm saying? However, this definitely represented that motherfucking ponytail right here. Let's play that with that ponytail. Let's do that. Yeah, see, paired with that ponytail, I could definitely see a bitch, I'ma beat your ass. Pair that with that ponytail, I would definitely see that as a bitch, I'ma beat your ass. So that's a good pairing right there. You know, sometimes you need a picture to the beat. You put a picture and a face to the beat, or you know what I'm saying, then it makes everything go around. So, let's take another call. 3556, you're live on the air.
Hey, Armani Pooh. You gonna
hey, what's going on, baby?
Point.
What's going on, Pooh?
You know, I done sent you a whole playlist like Trina.
Yeah.
Come on, Kaya could never with these
so you
in
are
the
Trina.
Closet.
Yes, her studio is definitely in the closet. So you team. So what did you feel about this whole situation, and Kaya wanting to challenge Trina to a battle?
She keeps coming for her because I don't know. Like, there is no comparison. It's like somebody from the hood that, yeah, I had a few popping little songs that, you know, caught a little bit of wave. But you, I don't want to do her like you do Cash Doll and say she's not
okay.
going to happen, but she's not going to happen.
Well, you just did her like I did Cash Doll.
I'm sorry, but it is what it is.
What?
I mean, just that little list that I sent. That right there, that's not even all the songs. Like, if you really just go in, like, I can go into my little music app, and I could just pull up all my Trina songs. I only have maybe, like, 5 Kaya songs. Because it's just, she's not her. She don't have the look. She don't have the flow. She's just like, when you ready to go fight, like, your dude cheated on you, that's what you go listen to when you want to go throw some Vaseline on your face and act the way she look and carry herself, I should
say. And destroy everything. Okay, so give me a record right now. Give me a record right now. We're gonna be on here a couple more minutes. Give me a Trina record right now.
Glamorous Life. No.
Oh,
Lil,
I like
her and Lil
that
Wayne
one.
Don't Trip. Yeah, you know, she got, you know, So one of those two. And, you know, you can, you know, you could treat me like an ATM card, like Mac Dre said, when you're ready for that Bay Area mix.
Yeah, oh, right. Yeah, we're going to do that. We're not going to do that tonight. We're going to do that on one of them days.
I know.
You know, we. But thank you, Boo. Shout out to Trina. Oh, we're going to play
all
that right now.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay. Hey, we are going to take a call. Let's take a. Can y'all hear me? Okay, let's take a. We got another call on here. Let me get this caller in, and then we're going to move to the next one. Okay, 040940. You're live on the air.
How you doing?
Hello?
Hi,
hey, what's popping?
Yeah. Yeah, this is a song by Kaya that she did with Miley Cyrus. No one brought up, and I think that was a good one, so no one's looking out for that.
Okay, what's the song with Kaya and Miley Cyrus?
It's called Can't Stop, and trust me, this is bad. People be sleeping on Kaya, but trust me, she is good. She just don't, she, like you said, she's independent, dirty, like the dirty South.
Is that really a song? Did they really work together? Was that a remix? Or is it really a song that they did?
No, it's a song. Just check it out. Can't Stop Miley Cyrus. It's Miley Cyrus' song.
Right, we can't stop. And we won't. That one?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to listen to that after this. Okay.
Okay, yeah.
Thank you, boo.
Yeah, okay, good. No doubt, no doubt. Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm going to listen to that. Let's listen to that after this. All right, so before we get into the next one, so this is the Chris Brown and Young Thug. I haven't heard any of this album. So they have a joint album together. I haven't heard any of, I have not heard any of the records. This just came out like, what, yesterday, today, the day before? So I haven't heard any of this, so I'm here for it. And I want to just shout out to everybody that is Cash Apping me, Super Chatting me, because you guys know these shows are not monetized because we're cursing, we're playing people's music, so everything is copyright. Now, all the music we play, the artists do get paid for it, but we don't. So I appreciate every Cash App, every Super Chat, because you guys keep me doing this content like this. Unmonetizable. So, and I love doing this. This is the fun part of the content for me. I love this kind of content, but you know, this is the one you got to work a little harder with. So thank you guys for supporting that on some shit. So let's take a little break and let's listen to this. And we're going to go into that, the training record. Then we're going to the Kaya record and we'll probably wrap up. All right. Thank y'all. Okay. 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 It was cute in the beginning, but then I got over it. We played Kane Wayne with it, but I might play it on the way out because you did Super Chat with it. But we want to end, but I did. I want to get this open while I pulled these cards. I pulled some cards for us as a collective, and the main card here, if you're not into it, it won't resonate with you. And if it doesn't, it is what it is. Leave the live. We're towards the end. But this spooks you out. But I just want to let people know, and I literally pulled these. I didn't set these up or anything like that. And it was interesting, and I didn't even continue reading. But this one, I have to read the book because this is a new like deck, and I don't know what all these meanings are. But anyway, this card I pulled is the security card. So this is for the collective. It says, you are safe and protected no matter what. No matter what is occurring in your life, you are in safe hands. Those in the realm of spirit are watching over you. You can relax and let go. Once you've taken measures to protect yourself and those you love, such as making sure everyone has their seatbelt on in the car, making sure your insurance is paid on time, or replacing the filter on your heating unit, and I'm putting this out there, wearing safety masks and wearing gloves and practicing social distancing, and even when your cities are open, being smart. If you have been hyperventilating lately, take a breath, relax. Know that all is well. You can turn it all over to the Creator. Wow. This is why I love the cards, bro. Like, I literally was flipping, and I just pulled it. Like, I didn't like, sit it there, and I didn't, like, plan it. And I thought that was really dope because I think, I mean, and collectively, we're all going through this together. And I also pulled the Temperance card because, and I pulled the Eight of Swords, and then I pulled the, this is the Seven of Pentacles. So I think for me, this goes into, you know, at one point in our lives that this basically just confirms everything here. We were used to balance and we were used to a routine in our life. We were used to, you know, things kind of, we had our routines, all of us did, right? And then we got to this place where we're in this pandemic. And so now we get in our head, like, what am I going to do? What am I supposed to do? I know some of you guys are feeling like you're wasting. Some of you guys feel like you've wasted time. Some of you guys feel like you don't know what to do. Some of you guys feel like you're stuck. The ones that are feeling stuck, though, with the Eight of Swords, this is the time where you need to realize that this is a good moment for you to build a business, start something new, try something that you've never done before, even if it's a small thing like eating something different or doing something in your yard or picking up a new hobby. Like, don't feel so confined in the mind where you cannot try something or expand. You're not actually in prison. Your mind, some of you guys are feeling in prison in the mind right now, and you're not. And so focus through that. And once you realize that that's not who you are, if you really, really focus, and if you really put your effort in and you focus on something, you meditate and you manifest and you try something, listen, you're going to come out of this fruitful with the Seven of Pentacles. You're going to come out of this situation because you're good. Like, you know, as long as you protect yourself with this security card, as long as you protect yourself, you're smart, you're practicing social distance, you're not being an idiot, and you use your time wisely, it's going to benefit you. Like, I don't know about y'all, but this pandemic has not all been a shit show. It's literally gave me some time to self-reflect, think, build, save money. I've saved more money during this time than I've ever saved in my life before. You know what I'm saying? But you have to unveil your mind, and you cannot allow yourself to feel entrapped. Even though we're locked in, you gotta think, what can I do right now to make a better future? Or what can I do with my time right now where it'll pay off later? So I think that's the focus. Oh, okay. Well, we did. You know what? I've been really, really slacking because I haven't been doing the readings for a while. I've just been so focused on Real Radio 1 and then on my Wiggins show. Email me, Adrian. She said, hey, Armand, I want to do a follow-up reading. How do I do that? You've been getting me through. I think me and you should do a private phone call. So let's set that up this week. So email me, and then maybe we can set up for either this week or next week. So please email me, and we can do it. We were supposed to have the website done a long time ago, but we got busy. It's a lot going on. I promise, though, we're gonna get on that. Pops, we got to get on the website. He don't seem too thrilled about that, but we're going to get it done, even if I have to do it myself. So thank you, because people have been looking like, all right. But in the meantime, in between time, I guess I could take email. So if you guys want to do it, private readings and things, you guys can email me at thearmandwithashort@gmail.com. So, yeah, I thought that was dope. And, you know, I be a little nervous sometimes doing the readings because, you know, I'm not always right. And I don't always know. Like, you know, like I'm actually developing my intuition and using two channels and, you know, my focus is really the Armand Wiggins Show, my main channel. But I really want to get back spiritually in tune. I am looking for a spiritual mentor. However, I think that I probably need to do it locally, and I don't, because I feel like I need to probably get in that energy. So I've been like going through my own spiritual journey too. And but if anybody likes to do that, or you know, that's really connected, like I want you to be really advanced in spirituality and things of that, and meditation, and you know, and Reiki, and just really into it. Preferably no content creators. I want just people that are just naturally into spirituality. If you're into something like that, hit me up as well. You know, we can chit chat and talk. But I'm not looking for any content creators. So let me know if that's your thing. So yeah, that's another reason why I can't wait to get out, because I miss going to my metaphysical stores and connecting with the people. And I met this one guy, this old white guy one day. His friend had made him this deck, like, and it was Rider Waite inspired. Like, he was so dope. Like, you know, he was in San Francisco. You could probably, like, he didn't look like he had much, but you know, he probably lived in one of those fucking buildings that were multi-million dollars. And he was just there, and he was just like really, really talking to me and encouraging me. He, you know, he gave me some really good messages, and yeah, I liked that. I liked that energy. So, you know, we all need some type of guidance sometimes. So, yeah. So if you guys are into that, you know, you guys message me about, gossip and tea, but don't be afraid to, you know, send me some stuff on some healing, some uplifting, some stuff that will feed my spirit as well. You know what I'm saying? So I'm looking for those as well. And, you know, maybe we can communicate. However, I'm not looking for content creators. All right. So thank you. But yeah, so this is really, 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 really dope. So thank you guys all for listening on this channel. Thank you guys for supporting it. This was fun. We will do this more often. Until next time, I will see y'all soon. And who knows? If I'm feeling good, I might go on Real Radio 1, but I want to eat my dinner and I'm going to chill and watch my Survivor. So I'll talk to you. Oh, she want to hear Kane Wang. So let's go out to Kane Wang, okay? We're going to let her hear Kane Wang. Period, Pooh. We're going to play that for you, my man.